It's shorter. Mitch, you're being recorded.
Then I don't want to talk.
Maybe I gotta call my person to get it automatically set up. It used to automatically record. I don't know what some setting changed. I need to deal with that. Thank you for that reminder. All right, Mitch, greetings.
So first, I was going to apologize. I just totally screwed up on the timing. My bad. I wasn't being rude or I was actually sitting around waiting for the call to start. And when I got here, I realized it started 15 minutes ago. So apologies to the group. I actually have one thing that I wanted to get your opinion about. So, you know, we've talked a couple of times about, you know, the team that I'm building and how I'm going about it. And one thing happened this week, which I think I know what I'm going to do, but I think I need to have a chat with one of my three main guys. And by the way, that's, when I say three guys, it's men and women. Because I had this call scheduled with you, I thought I'd run it by you first. So, last week, in one of our group chats, we were discussing that it would be great, you know, that we're getting to the end of the year to have an offsite, right? And just spend a day away from the phones and video and everything and away from clients and just spend a day together strategizing, right? Strategizing about each one of our clients. And if we took 2 or 3 hours on each client, just like, how are we going to hit the ground running, you know, on January 3rd or whatever that day is, and make sure that we have a real robust plan in place and we can really move forward. Because a lot of times we're just drinking from fire hose, doing the best we can. And everybody thought that was a great idea. And then I was kind of like, well, and it's also holiday time. You know, it should be work, but it should be a little bit fun and we'll have a nice dinner or, you know, whatever. And so we decided that I would invite the entire team down to Texas, and we'd have a full offsite and then a nice dinner one night and then, you know, whatever. So it's a 24-hour thing. If people wanted to stay longer, we, you know, they're welcome to stay. We could play golf, but, you know, really kind of a 24-hour thing. And one of the guys, and he's one of the main three, is kind of, he's young, you know, he's 30, and he goes, you know, kind of looked at his calendar and has been like, yeah, it doesn't really, that day doesn't really work for me. Maybe we could do it December 20th or something. And I'm like, okay. And we just start going through all these machinations to meet everybody's calendar. And, you know, December 20th is right before Christmas and everything's about three times as expensive, which is just silly, right? To bring eight people down to Texas. And then he goes, well, we could do next Wednesday, but next Wednesday, like I have a client in New York and and the whole thing is that his brother's coming in town and staying with him. And we're like, then, and the three of you don't know, but Shane does. Then I had Lauren, who's one of the three main, and she's like on the administrative side. I was like, call him and chat with him. And she goes, you know, maybe if he just flew in that morning and he could miss the dinner and he could fly home that evening, right? Then it would just be one day gone. And it really wouldn't be that big of a deal, because certainly if we had a client, you know, in Pittsburgh that needed, you know, to be shepherded around, he would take the day off to do that. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's hard for me. Why don't we, you know, we could do it. And it's, which I'm just getting all kinds of pushback, and I'm about to just shut the whole thing down. Cause he goes, well, you know, I could join on Zoom. And I'm like, well, that defeats the purpose. Right. Or he goes, well, why don't you come to New York? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to create something nice for the team. And, you know, and what, you know, and we've jumped through so many hoops. I'm about to shut the whole thing down. And I was talking to Lauren, and again, apologies, but Shane knows her. And you know, we were suggesting that I call this guy Jonathan up and just go, listen, I just have to tell you, you know, we've asked and we've done whatever, and I'm not going to force you to come. I mean, we're all adults here, but I'm actually disappointed that you wouldn't think that it was important enough for you to take 18 hours and get down and be part of the team. Cause it's just not a holiday dinner. you know, it's kind of a strategy session, right? And again, I'm not going to require it of you, but I'm letting you know, A, I'm going to shut the thing down, and B, I'm disappointed. And before I did that, I just thought I would get your view on that.
Yeah, I think you should absolutely tell him that. Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's totally fair. I don't even know that you should shut it down.
Explain. I mean, I don't want to do it without him.
Yeah, I'm saying you can have him zoom in and you should tell him that you're really disappointed and you considered shutting it down, but you're still disappointed that he's not willing to show the level of commitment everybody else is and that it communicates to the team. And
maybe that's a little better, right?
So you can go, and that's a choice. That's a choice that leaves to you to make. I think it will impact you negatively long term in this organization. And that's not intended as a threat. It's just intended as I know what will happen. Because by the way, all of us have lives that are important to us that matter a lot. And it's not like you're dealing with a sick mother or someone who you have to take care of, or you're dealing with life that we all have. And so it seems unfair that your life would take higher priority than all of our lives. We've decided to be a part of our organization. We're making sacrifices to do this. We're asking you to make the same sacrifices.
Okay. Thank you.
Sound good?
Yeah.
What's going on with you and Terrell?
That's done, actually. I needed to call you as well.
Okay.
We got that signed, I guess, on Thursday or Friday of last week.
Congratulations.
Again, as you know, I bent over like a million miles to get it done, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And check came through Monday.
Perfect.
So, you know, I haven't spoken to him, and if it actually has changed the way that I view the, you know, him and the relationship. But if I see him, I'll be friendly, and you know, that won't change. But
I don't think you guys have a long term relationship here. Let it go. It'll be good. But congratulations. That's a big deal. Celebrate it. It's a big energetic release.
Right.
You're going to do better.
Right. Agreed. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. Who else? Who else wants to talk? We got time still. Another 15 minutes.
I'm sure everybody else had great things to say for the first hour, and I just missed it all.
Yes, that's what happened. You missed all the good stuff.
We went through a box of tissues.
We did go through. We had some snot and tears today. That's
oh, really?
Normal. That's how that happens with my work. Good. Okay. Well, if there is no one else, then we can adjourn our time together. And
okay.
15 minutes back. Always a pleasure. Great to see you all. And
thanks, everyone.
See you next week.
Okay. Thank you. Everybody have a great week.
Thanks. You too.